I learned this lesson a couple years ago when I met a friend that I hadn't seen in a long time. He's now a millionaire. We were talking, having a great time. And then when it came to picking up the bill, I wanted to show off and say, hey, you know what? I could pay for this. But he stopped, pulled out his Black American Express and said, no, I got it. And there's no way on earth you're going to pay for this. I was a little bit confused just because I was always taught to always offer to pay the bill and to try and pay the bill, even if you're dead broke. Just, it's almost a, you know, a thing of respect, of manliness. And so he tells me back in the 70s when he was trying to start in his profession, he had also gone out to lunch with his boss at the time, and he tried pulling off that same thing. It was a steak and martini, probably three martinis or four. And his boss at the time started lecturing him and said, look, I'm picking up this bill because this speaks to who I am as a boss. Ever since, I have always just kept my eye out to see who offers to pay the bill and then who ends up paying the bill. If you're ever in a situation where you know that the person in the party has more money than everyone usually combined and they don't go for the bill, run for the hills. Do not do business with this person. They are going to try to steamroll you. They're pretending to be humble or they're pretending to be poor. That to me is a Trojan horse of evilness.